Hey, I have an Alberta oil joke for you to ease the depression a little bit if you're from Alberta or anywhere in Canada. US too, because of all this nonsense that's been going on, jobs have been lost. My, it is depressing. Who can drink 5 gallons of gasoline and not get sick? Jerry can. Processing, did you get it? Okay. The Keystone Pipeline in Canada, Alberta, going down to the U.S. of A. Joe Biden, on the very first day of office, he said, hey, we're not going to do that anymore. It's canceled. Wow. I think the very next day in Calgary alone, just that day, they laid off 1,000 people, and there's many, many more thousands to come. In the Alberta government, they've been negligent in this because, you know what, they didn't pay attention. I mean, you had a leader, President Trump, came along and said, we will do this. And so the Alberta government spent upwards to $8 billion in preparation for the pipeline. And then, of course, a new guy comes in and under the guise of the umbrella of saving the planet, said, you know what, we're going to cancel it. A good government would have said to the old government in the US of A, put up a bond, something to ensure that this thing never gets canceled if we ever get a commie leading your country, right? And Trudeau, he's happy about this. I mean, this is what these tree-hugging kind of guys do. I mean, wow, they're all by themselves. But why did it happen? Well, firstly, an executive order is misunderstood. So many people think that's law. It isn't an executive order, and that's why Biden is overturning so many executive orders that President Trump made, is because an executive order, which rarely is used or was used, now it's used all of the time. Trump started it, actually Obama did, and then Trump really put it on the tracks, and now Biden is canceling everything. It means that the president has the authority to do it, but it's not law. Sounds murky. But it's not law. It's not law of the land, it's law of the president, and another president can change it unless the Senate and both houses actually approve it, is my understanding. Too much information, maybe. Back to the pipeline. So Biden came and canceled it, and people are saying, oh no, it's all about climate control and different things, and woe is us. Well, firstly, you need to understand that the climate had nothing to do with us. Absolutely nothing. Alberta lost the pipeline for one reason and one reason only. And it was to make the Democrats' largest contributor happy. Warren Buffett, he owns the rail car delivery of crude system, and Biden gets to look like a planet saver, and it's back to where it was under Obama, and their contributors, the you ever wonder why liberals end up getting so much money and being so rich? In Canada, it's the same thing. It's because they're always getting that free ride, that gift ticket, okay? And that's what happened here. I mean, the pipeline is a wonderful thing. It needs to happen, but the contributors of the Democrat Party wouldn't get paid then. On the contrary, they would lose billions of dollars. And now it's back into their messy little hands. Not nice. And now you have this Joe Biden's Buy American program that he's bringing in. Buy goods and services from U.S. companies. Hold it. Make America great again. I thought that was the other guy's slogan. I don't understand what this is. Buy American? But Biden... really? I'm looking forward to kind of watching what happens there. And then you have the prime mistake in Canada. He's saying, hey, I refuse to apologize or take any responsibility for the decision I made to nominate Julie Payette as Governor General. And then he goes on to say, we're going to look at ways we can strengthen and improve the vetting process for high-level appointments. I didn't think I'd ever agree with this guy in my life, but I kind of do here. He shouldn't take responsibility. She was interviewed, she passed the tests, and now he's saying, oops, but I wasn't responsible. Well, you kind of were, but not really. We all hire people who turn out to be bad people. We all hire people who steal from you and lie to you and different things, particularly if you have a lot of employees. So I don't know that he could be held responsible totally. I mean, she has a good resume. She reads well, whatever. But should you strengthen the ways and improve the vetting process? That to me means it was too weak to begin with, so you should take responsibility for that. You shouldn't have to strengthen it because something just fell through the cracks. Big deal. It always amazes me when something happens, then they go out and say, now we're going to make all the changes. You should have been ready anyway. The Governor General, she makes $150,000 a year now for the rest of her life, and even after her life, when she dies. 6 months after her death, her estate also gets paid. You get all this? Governor General, monarchy in Canada, give me a break. Bah, Queen is a good person. She's nice in England. I mean, come on. What is all? Every province also has a Governor General. That billions of dollars are spent to people to do what? Cut ribbons, and there's not even many of those to cut anymore. it just goes on and on. It's not not good. I mean, these expenses on top of that, she gets expenses after she leaves office, right? The last governor general over the course of 15 years spent over $2 million. What expenses? You don't have the job anymore, but they still run a business. They run an office, but there's no business. Oh boy, she gets hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for expenses. She just quit. She doesn't have the job anymore. Go get a job at your local gas station and then quit and expect them to pay you forever, a salary, a pension, and give you money to do what? Sit at home. They walk among us. It just continues. And then you have conservative leader Erin O'Toole, who says this.
She should not get her expense account. Traditionally they do, but she shouldn't.
Is that all you got? I mean, it's almost $20,000 a month she's going to spend forever, as I already mentioned. That's just another liberal entitlement. But is that it? That's all you complain about? Why don't you go to bigger things, like why do we have a governor general? Why do we have a budget at all when Canadians don't have jobs? Dig a little bit, Conservative Party. It's not to say you hate the monarchy. You don't have to say you hate the Queen, but you are a different country. You have your own flag. You have your own world, even though you're under British law. Maybe change that. Talk bigger. Expand. 70% of all Canadians have never voted Conservative. Do you remember? Hey, hey. That leader of the Conservative Party in Canada, he can't win the next election. It's not possible. He can't win. He doesn't have charisma. He can't win. The other guy is like Teflon. He keeps breaking rules and laws, and people keep saying they like him. Do they? The press say they do, because he owns the press. So Erin O'Toole, you know what? You can't win. The party could, if they change the rule, change things. 70% again of people have never voted for you, and have a new leadership convention now. But make it easier to run. This last one, I think it was $300,000 or something to be part of it. Crazy stuff. Hey, y'all come back. Politically, right is right and left is wrong. And we're surrounded by the leftos. Hey, see ya.